Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
It's Simon Lovell here, and welcome to the Daily Kick-Ass Show. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. Welcome if you are joining, whether it's over on Facebook, facebook.com/fitpreneurs. Maybe you are also joining over on iTunes, also over on YouTube. You can check out the videos there. Also, we distribute over to SoundCloud. So welcome today. Today, we're going to be talking about how the future of your marketing depends on this data. And, you know, I know for sure in my business that sometimes we can, you know, avoid things like data and information, but that sometimes can have a massive impact on our growth. And, you know, getting better at marketing and improving your marketing in your business is such an important part of your progress. You know, you can fly by the seat of your pants in your business, or you can actually look at data and information. And remembering, guys, that, you know, running your business, running your fitness business and having it grow, it means that you're going to have to delve into multiple parts of your business, you know, email marketing and writing headlines and, you know, putting content together and being consistent, all of those things. So today we're going to be talking about data and, you know, some proven things that you can start to adopt just to get quick, fast results from things like your content marketing. If you're watching live, as always, let me know that you are here. Just hit the like, share the video, post in the comments below and say hi. I'd love to know where you're from, where you are in your business right now, what you're up to. As always, great to be able to connect with you personally. Remember, we're here to grow your business, help your business to grow so that you can change and impact more lives. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs here on the Kick-Ass Show. So let's talk about this topic of data and information and actually, you know, running your business based on those things. You know, not all things are equal in your business. You know, when you start building your email list and you start writing emails and you start writing blog content, then, you know, there's so much that's being written now, and there's so much more that's being put out by personal trainers, by fitness professionals, that becoming masterful at this area and getting the edge is so important. But oftentimes, what are you, you know, how do you get better? How do you improve? Well, one element of business, okay, one element of, you know, improving your marketing is copywriting. And that is the, you know, the ability to put together a sequence of words, okay, that gets someone to take an action. And, you know, just like, you know, back in the day when most of us were buying, back in the day when most of us were buying newspapers, you know, what would get you to buy that newspaper? Well, you know, typically if you had been buying that newspaper for any length of time, then, you know, you would maybe go for the brand. But if you didn't have a brand of newspaper that you regularly bought, what is going to most likely get you to purchase that newspaper or buy that magazine, that Men's Health or that Women's Fitness or whatever magazine you buy, if you're not a regular consumer of that magazine via subscription, then it's going to be, for example, the headline. You know, why do you open certain emails? You know, have you been on the Fitpreneurs email list for any length of time? What has gotten you to open some of those emails and maybe click through to a blog or a webinar or a video? Then it's going to be, you know, the headline that grabs your attention. And so now, you know, with so many different pieces of content being put out there, there is a lot of data available. There's a lot of data available to help you get the edge in your business. And so, you know, when people start studying that data, it can be extremely valuable. And so in today's Kick-Ass Show, I just want to talk to you briefly around some data that's just come out by a company called BuzzSumo. And they've studied 100 million headlines, and that's really helped to come up with some pretty solid data to help you to get better at your fitness marketing. And so what they studied was, you know, all of these different headlines to find out, you know, what are the best numbers to use? What are some of the worst phrases to use in grabbing, you know, attention? What are the best words to use when you end a headline? What's some of the best headlines to use and the length of words that grab people's attention? And there's so many pieces of software and stuff that enable now people to gather this information that you can really use that to actually build a formula and framework that you can start to adopt yourself in your business. So one of the interesting things that came out of this study was that the number 10 is a really came out top as, for example, the number that you would use in a list. For example, using numbered list, and you'll see this on the covers of magazines over time, they will say like 7 secrets to this or 10 steps to this. Okay, and so varying those things, but it came out, and just interestingly, that number 10 seems to be the most popular. One of the worst phrases in a headline that came out was control of your. You know, maybe sometimes you've used those types of headlines where get control of your. Well, that actually came out as one of the worst, you know, pieces of a headline to use. One of the best phrases to use in a headline is will make you. Isn't that really interesting that just a simple phrase including will make you came out top to include in a headline. And the best ending phrase in a headline came out as the world, okay? The world, okay? So what I'm actually gonna do now is just share this post with you, and I'll actually post it into the comments over on the Facebook feed, and also you'll get this in the show notes, which is here, which is, they analyzed 100 million headlines. And so I'm going to scroll down to some of this data here. So you can see here the top one, which I talked about earlier, which is will make you. The next one is this is why. We can guess. Can we guess? Sorry. And as we go down into these different ones here, you can see emotional headlines drive Facebook interactions. Things like tears of joy, make you cry, give you goosebumps, it's too cute. And you'll recognize, I'm sure, some of these types of videos that maybe grab your attention. And it's also, you know, it's also really important from this perspective, as much as this data is really important, but to match that with your own swipe file and your own mindset of what grabs your attention, what stops you in your tracks on a Facebook newsfeed, in an advert or an email, and start making a swipe file of those things so that you can then put together, you know, maybe you model that for the future, not copy, not plagiarize, but model. Okay, let's go back to this post a sec. So here we've got, and I'm more of a visual person, so I like these graphs here. So again, worst performing headline phrases, control of your own business, work for you. Okay, and then we go down, phrases that start or end headlines. Okay, X reasons why, X things you. This is what, this is the, okay? And then we go down to top first word in headlines, okay? This, Trump, you might not want to adopt that in your fitness marketing, but you never know, you might want to test it. The power of list posts, there we go, number 10, number 5, and number 15 came out as the top 3 in this post, okay? To be able to help you implement those numbers. And so just remember, guys, that when you put lists together, the reasons why people like that is that they can see that, okay, if I read this post, I can just go down and for some people, they read long blog posts, but other people, they just pick out the top ones and they just want the snappy, fast information. So when someone sees, okay, there's 7 of this and then there's 10 of this, they just can go through and get an instant gratification from those numbers and those tips. Which is really important to note. Another thing too, this is just a really cool post. Top headline phrases on Twitter, if you use Twitter, this is what, for the first time, things to know. And they've got B2B headlines there. So the reason I wanted to do this training today was just to give you guys a reminder that, you know, you've only got a few seconds, not even that sometimes, to grab people's attention to actually get your content. You know, if you've put together some really awesome content that you've sweated over, you've put all of this time, this energy into, and it's really useful information and useful knowledge, and you know, that can get hugely frustrating when, you know, you don't, it doesn't get shared, it doesn't get commented on, it doesn't get, you know, you don't get interaction. And I get why, because you've put your energy into that, and it takes a lot of time to do that. But just remember that if you don't master this area of, you know, headlines and grabbing people in the instant, they're not going to see that, they're not going to experience that. So while it's really you know, it's really important to put together great content, really spend some time on getting more masterful in learning how to put together the right sequence of headlines, because really that's the thing that's going to grab people's attention in your emails, in your subject lines, in your blog posts, in the posts that you write on Facebook. Okay, you want to really grab people's attention. So sometimes, instead of just going into text and writing things, what's going to be the headline that's going to grab someone to go, do you know what, I want to invest some time in watching this training. Okay, really, really important. So just a short training today on headlines, and again, I'll post the link to this blog post in the comments below to be able to help you move forward. If you guys have any questions, then post into the comments below. Are you using headlines effectively in your business? Post yes, post no. Do you need to get better at it? And just as an action step, just, you know, go away from this training today and decide that, you know, the next post that you're going to put out, you're going to put a little bit more research into it before just taking action, and then start to see some much better results in your marketing moving forward. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs here at the Kickass Show. Remember, guys, head to fitpreneurs.com, also fitpreneurs.com/kickass. Also, check out the iTunes podcast. If you're listening to iTunes, then head and give a review of the show if you found it useful to help you moving forward. Remember, if you're not kicking ass, then you need your ass kicked. If you feel that now is the time to get help in your fitness business to help it grow, then head to Fitpreneurs and head to the breakthrough call where myself or a member of my team will jump on with you to find out where you are now, where you want to be, and what's stopping you from getting yourself to the next level with your business, with your mindset, with your, you know, with the outcome of you helping an impact to change more lives. Also head to fitpreneurs.com, check out some of the testimonials, and also the video series is everything on there to be able to help you grow. I will see you in another episode of the Kickass Show, and I'll take care and see you guys very soon.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.